What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the 217 Digital Cast here with Mac and Miles. Excited to be with you guys here on Friday, March 6th.
Yeah, it's we are amidst an outbreak.
An outbreak, a week.
And everybody is freaking out.
A week past I think they're calling it the worst crash since the crash in 08.
Yeah, they are. It's just been a big drop, and a lot of people believe that it's because of the coronavirus, and it's definitely taken a toll on the hospitality industry when it comes to like air travel and hotels and cruise ships being shut down and all that kind of crazy stuff.
And that's a thing that sucks. It's like the things that we enjoy, the hospitality industry, are the ones that get hit the most when diseases and viruses like this break out.
Yeah, because like when people think about having a good time, they think going to Mexico, going to Cancun, or traveling to Florida, going to the beach, or you know, across the world on a flight. I'll be flying next Friday.
Yep.
And it's something that has definitely crossed my mind of like, what am I going to be doing to prevent? You know, I think everybody's overreacting a little bit, but still want to take those precautions.
I think the funny thing to me, too, is I saw a stat that said outside of the coronavirus and then all of the United States presidential stuff, return policies and money refunds on flights and hotels and rental cars are like the third most searched thing because people have no idea what can they get back, what can't they get back if they do cancel a trip that they had planned because this virus is just making people go crazy.
For sure. I heard, I can't remember which hotel chain it was, but they are waiving their return or their refund policy. And they're waiving those fees just because they don't want to be a part of it. They want to make sure that their customers feel like they've been taken care of and that, you know, they can come back to this hotel in the future and they know they're going to be treated right, which I think is a big part of branding.
It's a huge part of branding. I mean, you're essentially separating yourself from the entire rest of the market.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's like something that we were wanting to get into is how can the people in the hospitality industry kind of not take these big giant losses. And something I had mentioned to Miles was that it starts with branding, for sure. Something they could have done in the past is talk about how clean their hotels are, how they all are always switching out the soaps after every single person comes through. They are making sure that there's no dust in the corners. They're making sure that they're wiping down the counters and the bathrooms or even like the tabletops in the hotel rooms. And like a hotel chain that if I would have known of this hotel chain that was extremely clean, then I would be definitely booking with them.
Right. And it almost makes you like not want to cancel your trip knowing that this company stands for cleanliness and service.
For sure.
Every time that you go to one of their chains, be it their most high-end restaurant or a low-end restaurant, that they are clean, friendly service. Yep. And that branding strategy that you talked about, you know, it's a top-down mindset. So that it's making sure that your, you know, key leaders and senior leaders understand that we want to be X, so we have to live and breathe it ourselves so that our frontline employees who are dealing with, you know, the customer every day know that.
Right. It's super important. And when you bring up the restaurant industry, it makes me think of the shows where they're going through and they're pulling like 8-year-old steaks out of the refrigerators and screaming at each other. And I mean, just it's super important to be a well-rounded brand. And I think not only does having fun at a hotel or knowing that you'll be safe on a flight is important, but also knowing that they're going to be doing everything to keep you clean. And when I think of air travel, especially, I think, I'm going to be making sure that I'm washing my hands. I don't know who was in this seat before me and that kind of stuff.
It's so hard though. I mean, when such fast paced hospitality, I guess you can consider airlines as a little bit of hospitality. It's so hard to flip an airplane, right? If you're trying to hit a schedule, you know, half of your crew and you know, your passengers have a connecting flight somewhere. It's hard to flip. It's hard to wipe things down, but you know, maybe you are a brand that differentiates yourself and says, you know, we take time to clean our planes in between. So our flights and connecting flights are spaced out a little bit longer. So we have that time for you. And that's just, you know, it's never going to happen, right? Because, you know, we're trying to make as much money as possible. But
right. And, you know, it will hurt the bottom line. But even think about on a plane, if you got on the plane and they offered some kind of little towelette to wipe down the plane seats and arms that you're about to sit in, I would take one and I would wipe it down every time. And that's just like AdSat hospitality and knowing that they care for their people and they want to make sure that they're going to be healthy.
What do you think, I guess, as customers, we can do to push brands to be more conscientious of that?
Yeah, that's tough. I think after this, seeing like how the coronavirus has definitely affected people's outlook on cleanliness and keeping up just with their health, I think this could just be a good time to push for that. I think helping companies to understand the importance that we as consumers believe it is as a way for them to start making that change.
And it's so interesting because, you know, consumers have so much influence on what that companies do, right? That we are asking for their product. So if we demand something, most of the time they're going to make that change. So it would be amazing to see, you know, a lot of these companies now start to put cleanliness, like we were talking about, into that corporate strategy of we are going to separate ourselves. We're going to make sure if we are an airline company that our planes are clean. If we're food, you know, people aren't getting sick. We're going to make sure we're sourcing the right food. And maybe it isn't an outcome of this, but in the midst of it, it's hard to see the real outcome when everyone's just trying to keep their heads above water the way the stock market's performing.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people are hurting, especially people that have put a lot of their wealth in the stock market. Just from my opinion and look at watching the stock market over the past couple of years, it always goes up, and looking at trends from the past after a crash, it always recovers and it will always exceed where it was before. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, everybody's freaking out, they're losing a ton of money, but the only time that you actually lose money in the stock market is when you sell. And so if you keep just holding on to that money, and now's a good time to buy because everybody's dumping. So it's really cheap to get in. So
it's true.
Buying up stock and then knowing that there's two options here. And the one option has never happened in the past, but the first one is that it's going to dip and you buy some and it might dip a little lower and it might look like you've lost money, but then it's going to recover and now you have a lot more money.
Yeah.
Because you bought low and now it's high again.
Recovered back to where it started, right.
The other second option that could happen is that the stock market crashes for real and everything goes to hell in a handbasket, and then we have bigger problems than you not having money. So
correct.
Either way, you're going to win.
It's a good way to look at it.
You don't have to worry about the money.
It's hard to keep those two mindsets and also understand that, you know, China's already recovering. Their economy's already recovering. You know, it's that whole first in, first out motto, right? They were the first ones hit extremely hard by this coronavirus, and their markets have slowly recovered. And people need to understand that and realize, like you were saying, the markets are going to get back to where they were. The OECD came out and said, you know, cut the growth rate by about half for the world. But, I mean, it's March. You never know what's going to happen here in the next couple of months when this coronavirus scare and it is over, and now companies are back to hitting the ground running in the summer when everyone is out doing things that they enjoy, buying things, traveling, XYZ. Right.
I mean, and there's never a good time for anything like this to happen, but being in the late winter, early spring, like you said, school's not out yet for a lot of people. A lot of people aren't traveling. This is not the busy season.
Nope.
And so, I mean, for the hospitality as a whole, this might be one of the best times for it to happen, because they're getting hit hard. But as long as the CDC or whoever gets involved in this is able to get it under control, they're not going to have to worry about it in 6 months.
Right. And it's interesting to me too, obviously, you know, us being college students, to see the impact that it's had on, you know, study abroad trips, but also spring break. Some people, their study abroad have gotten canceled, but they're still going on spring break. So that contrast of what is safe, what's not safe, where can I go, where can't I go, where are the germs actually at? It's interesting. This whole coronavirus situation is just a very interesting phenomenon to me, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something that piques my interest to watch from afar, and hopefully I don't have to get too close to it.
I hope not.
Something I found really interesting is how much medical equipment has had a kick up in sales.
Wow.
Especially face masks.
Wow.
Like, you go to eBay, Amazon, any other supplier, a lot of these places are out of stock.
Of face masks?
Face masks.
Wow.
Because they're just so hot right now. Everybody's trying to buy them up because they're trying to protect themselves. But, and I say that in quotes because, you know, it's like if it's on your hands and you have a face mask on and you go to scratch your nose, it's, you're going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
And so I thought that was really interesting.
People just need to relax and take it. It's a virus. It's going to get around you. Yeah. Someone that you've been in contact with is going to catch it.
I had the flu like a month ago.
And exactly.
It ran its course and that's fine. Or I've also kind of had this mindset on, and it could just be, you know, ignorance is bliss, but you know, there was the Ebola virus mm-hmm. not too long ago and I didn't know anybody that got it. There was a swine flu. I didn't know anybody that got it. It's like, it's not really, I don't know. It's not something that I'm too worried about, thankfully, but like I said, ignorance can be bliss.
And there are so many like massive tech companies too canceling their conference, their world, like, you know, maybe it's a fiscal year kickoff, maybe it's, you know, the sales teams kickoff, they're just canceling them. Like I think they were said about 10 or 15 different TED Talk events have been canceled.
Really?
I know Adobe has canceled their meetings out in Vegas. It's chaos.
Yeah, Facebook was expecting to have an event that they canceled that was supposed to have, I think they said close to 4,000 people, and they just shut it down. Nope, we're not doing it.
I can only imagine companies that you know, you have to be on site with clients or XYZ, you know, what that impact is having when you as a company are saying, hey, we're not traveling anymore, and them saying, we don't need you here. We have more germs to deal with. So
right.
I imagine that there's just a lot of things being juggled among a lot of C-suite people right now.
Yeah, for sure. How do you think that affects the public image of a company when they decide to, shut down events that they're planning on hosting?
I think the public needs to just understand that they're trying to do what's best for them and their employees. At the end of the day, they are paying most of their employees' benefits and insurance. So they have to make sure, hey, if someone in our group catches it, now there's a ton of other people we have to quarantine. Yeah. If they were on a flight with other people who work here, we have to quarantine mm-hmm. an entire sector. So they're looking out for just the best interests of themselves. It stinks. It sucks, right? Because now maybe you're a recent college grad. It's your first kickoff. You're excited to get out to, you know, Vegas or somewhere cool and not only experience that city, but also experience your C-suite in a different way, meet different people on your team who you may not see or interact with every day. So it can be frustrating, but I think everyone is doing it from the standpoint of let's be safe, let's be proactive, and let's try and curb this, even though it is a virus and it spreads just so fast. But it's interesting. It's definitely something to keep our eyes on the next couple of weeks.
For sure. It's something I'll be following and try to gain a little knowledge on, just so that I know how exactly worried I should be about it. But from my standpoint, I feel bad for people that, you know, like you said, are starting new jobs or are going to be able to experience C-level executives in a different way or are in the hospitality industry and now they're getting laid off because there's just not quite enough business or really money to go around to pay them.
Right.
And so it's tough. It's very tough.
I saw a few flight attendants actually got quarantined just from traveling. They both showed symptoms. They had to quarantine them, quarantine the plane. So I just it's very smart to be proactive when things like this happen, but also life goes on and you leave your house every day. You're exposed to a certain number of germs that
can
cause worse things, honestly.
Right.
But again, it's kind of this whole idea of this hysteria and be safe, stay away from germs.
For sure. I mean, and if you think about it too, like everybody right now has cancer cells in their body mm-hmm. that their body is just naturally fighting off.
Yep.
And we walk around and we don't even think of that.
Nope.
And now we're going to let something that has a lower death rate than the flu freak us out and throw us into just a complete chaotic, like, freak out.
Exactly. Like you said a few minutes ago, I had the flu a few months ago, and it mm-hmm. was probably the worst.
It sucks.
It was the worst thing ever. Wow. This is actually breaking right now as we're recording this, but South by Southwest just got canceled, the entire conference.
Really?
The entire
conference. They shut the whole thing down?
Shut the whole thing down. It just came out 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
That the music section, the film, tech, all of it, they shut down wow.
That's wild. That's like one of the biggest festivals.
It was supposed to start here in a week, and it was a 10-day festival, and they pulled the plug on all. I mean, how much money do you think they just lost? The South by Southwest
No clue. Way more than they were hoping.
Wow.
I mean, that's the money thing is crazy because I mean, like I was reading earlier, they were saying that, let me see, I have it pulled up right here. It's estimated that the global airline industry would lose $30 billion due to the coronavirus outbreak. And as compared to the SARS outbreak in 2003, the airline industry lost $6 billion. So they're expecting five times what they lost in 2003. So it's definitely something that is hurting the, you know, world economies.
And the way that they do it, too, it's not even that they slash their prices. They just stop whole legs of trips and shut down planes and ground. So it doesn't, you know, the livelihood of flight attendants and pilots becomes changed as opposed to us as the consumer paying less. We're still going to pay the same price. There's just not going to be as many many people to run the show, which is it's chaos.
So it's going to, yeah, it's going to cause a lot of layoffs if it continues to keep up. And I think, you know, like I said, and we'll get back to marketing a little bit on it, but, you know, branding is super important. It can really, like during a really bad time, it can really, it can help you stay afloat.
Correct.
Making sure that you're putting out the right messages and understanding what people really care about. So that's where it comes into like doing a lot of market research. Mm-hmm. And you know, what are people really thinking about when they visit an airport, when they visit a hotel, when they visit a restaurant? Are they only concerned about the food tasting right? Or are they also concerned about, you know, the way that it's prepared?
The forks and the spoons and the straws and the cups you drink out of, exactly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, every time I go to the bathroom, I see the employees must wash hands before returning to the kitchen or whatever. I'm like, I wonder how many really actually follow that rule.
It's true, and it's always a thought in the back of your head of people. Are they doing the right things? Are they keeping me safe and have my best interests? And so speaking about branding and marketing, actually, like, if you were the South by Southwest planning team, and you had 300,000 people attend in 2019, what are you doing right now to try and save face?
I mean, if I was that person, I would just postpone it, I think, and tell them that we make sure that I'm putting out that message that we care about the people that attend, we care about their health, and we want to make sure that we don't have an environment where this virus can fester and grow. And I mean, think about that. If one person, they don't even have to really show symptoms. They could just be a carrier.
Carrying it.
And they show up to this conference. I mean, think about how many people they're going to brush up against. They might.
Close to a million. Yeah. There's probably around a million people who would be there.
Breathe in the wrong direction.
Yep.
And now, you know, even if 1%, you know, that's 10,000 people now have the coronavirus. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they said, I don't want to quote this. I think there was 9,000 outbreaks in the U.S.
Okay.
Let's see. I just want to make sure that I get this right because I think that's important.
I just couldn't imagine having to cancel an entire event.
Yeah.
Like that. That's, I mean, and like you said, though, it's protection.
It's only 250.
Okay.
And 14 dead across the U.S. Okay. So think about that.
Okay.
If 1% of people that attended that, of that million, 10,000 people. That's, I mean, that's way more than we've even seen already. So I think it's a good idea to cancel it. Saving face on this one, though. I mean, you definitely have to postpone it and, you know, refund tickets and that kind of stuff and tell people and make sure that you're putting out the message like, hey, we want to, your health is in mind. We care about you. We care about the people that attend. That way next year, if people think about coming to South by Southwest, they're thinking, oh, you know what? They really care about me. They're going to make sure that, you know, I'm not going to get sick while I'm there. They're going to make sure that their caterers are making sure that the food's right, they're prepared, the people are washing their hands. So I think they're doing a good thing. I think it'd be, it's going to be interesting to see what they pull off with this one.
I'm going to keep watching this one closely because I mean, imagine having, here's the list of people who are talking, and there's just a few. So they have, they had Andrew Yang, Steve Jobs, Widow, Loreen, Ozzy Osbourne, Judd Apatow, Kim Kardashian. I mean, the list goes on of speakers. So now it's, I mean, and because you know South by Southwest is the same weekend every year, you can plan for it. Now, like you said, if you push it back, if you say, hey, we want to still have the event,
right,
what weekend works for everybody? Well, you're not going to find a weekend now
right
in 2019 or 2020. It's going to work for all of these people because they get booked out so fast. And I think now it's just building the anticipation for next year's how you have to do it. Hey, what yeah. can we accomplish that we were going to talk about this year that you were going to maybe tease? What are you actually going to bring to the table next mm-hmm. year? So maybe it's a little bit of South by Southwest pushing, you know, these presenters to be like, hey, cool. I know I love what you're going to present on. Let's see it in action now next year. Right. This would be a nightmare for me. I would, my heart goes out to that person.
Yeah. I mean, a really interesting thing that I'm kind of thinking about is they could postpone it. And then if somebody can't make it, they just refund the ticket, but you have to call this number. That way that seat's open. So people that weren't able to buy a seat or go at this time of year, that option's open again. Then they can try to attend at that point. Something also that they could possibly do a little spinoff. They're going to have to refund a lot of their money, but keep it going, but just only online, live stream. Just straight up live stream it.
Just live stream the whole thing?
The whole thing. Hmm. The whole event, nobody's there, just to kind of protect people from possibly getting infected and it spreading, but I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing to try out, maybe.
But. I think that's a way that they save face, but then imagine how many food vendors and sponsors too bought space in the tents, and then you gotta make them happy, and this whole thing, like we've been saying all episode, guys, it is chaos. The world is losing its mind, that is for sure. But again, like we were saying, it comes back to branding. How are you positioned to go through something like this as a company? Are you that company that's going to be leading the way, like many tech companies we've seen position themselves industry leaders in a certain space? Would that be you in a situation like this? So it's interesting to have that top-down strategy approach, or your leaders and key people thinking about these different contingencies. And what happens if they aren't? You know, something like this happens that no one can prepare for, right? This coronavirus outbreak. But, you know, what about small things? What if it's, you know, a storm in the Midwest that wipes out half your supply chain? What if it's small things you got to think about in the strategy and how you react to crazy events, and how do you come out of that being seen?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, as I put up a different article on the South by Southwest cancellation, they said that 55,000 people signed a petition calling for the event to be canceled.
Okay.
I would have to assume a lot of those people are attending the conference.
Yeah.
And so that tells me, like, hey, these people are for it. You know, it sucks that we have to actually cancel it, but we're not going to be hurting anybody's feelings really bad.
Yeah. Because what, 300,000, 55, you know, it's a sixth of the people say, hey, yo, no, we don't want this. Then, yeah, that's something you got to listen to people about, too.
I mean, and like I'm looking now and it says that Jack Dorsey actually pulled out ahead of time to the CEO of Twitter. And Square, right?
Yeah, I think yes. He might. Yes. Yes, he does.
Pulled out ahead of time. So, I mean, that shows that even some of the speakers were getting worried about it. Yeah, they knew that this might have been coming. So I think it was a smart move for them.
I think my favorite thing about branding, my favorite story ever, was probably the Dawn dish soap during the oil spill a few years back, and how they just positioned themselves as, hey, Dawn cleaned oil out of all of these chicks and geese and fish's lungs. You know? Pretty sure they can clean your dishes too. It's just that mentality of how can we help this disaster while also highlighting our product.
Right.
I think it was genius. I think that was a genius strategy that they used.
I agree. I mean, that's a perfect example of how to help in a time of crisis, but then also like really put your brand out there, like in front of millions of people.
And also like underlying too, showing that your ingredients are, you know, safe as well.
No
one even talked about that, but hey, we're going to use this on animals who we're going to put back into the wild after this is clean, that this isn't going to affect their skin or their livelihood. We're going to clean them, get them up, and get them back to their way of life. So
yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, I think we'll wrap up. It's been my pleasure to start off the 217 podcast with a little bit of a pandemic.
I think it's the best way to start a series with some chaos.
For sure. We're looking to do this, I think, weekly, and we'll be back next week with some trends and some ways that you can use those trends to start branding your own business.
Perfect, guys. Thanks again. It's Miles and Mac on the 217 cast. Have a good one.